Brilliance Audio presents Soft-Hearted by Kim Law, performed by Natalie Ross. To Anne-Marie Becker and June Love, the other two of my three, thanks always for your friendship, your love, and your never-ending support. Chapter 1. Love is precious. Love is kind. But love can kick you in the behind. Blue Johnson. Life Lesson Number 28. It had been 42 days since Waylon Peterson moved to Red Oak Falls, and Heather Lindsay still hadn't met the man. And she was quite proud of that fact. She hadn't been to the Buffalo Nickel, where he was apparently a weeknight regular. She hadn't run into him at the ranch, even though she'd had to be out here several times in preparation for her friend Jill's wedding. And she hadn't so much as glanced around, hoping to catch sight of him while driving through town, even though the man was supposedly a dead ringer for Prince Harry, which was exactly her type. Nope, she'd been a bona fide Girl Scout when it came to avoiding the subject of the town's buzzing rumor mill, just as she'd promised her other friend Trenton she would be. But she feared her time of compliance would soon be coming to an end.
More brisket?
A tray of prime-grilled beef appeared under Heather's nose, and she closed her eyes and allowed herself one deep breath of the mouth-watering smell, and one tiny vision of helping herself to seconds. Then she popped open her eyes and shot their head foreman a droll look. Really, Pete? She pushed the platter away. You know I have to be in a bridesmaid dress in 7 weeks. And she knew any extra calories would land squarely on her hips. Pete waggled his brows and inched the platter closer.
Not even for a special day,
he taunted. Heather narrowed her eyes at him. No day is special enough for yet another yoga session. Someday she truly hated yoga. Neither is your brisket. So run along, evil man, and find another unsuspecting soul to fork calories into. Pete chuckled and moved on. It was Labor Day, and though Pete had been manning the smokers since it had been fired up, the group of construction workers, friends, and family were actually at Cal and Jill's ranch. The couple had invited everyone over for a cookout, but more importantly, they'd invited the group to preview the
sample complete. Ready to continue?